Con mayor éxito en work.
Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care. Am I speaking with Karima?
She's speaking to her mom, Tim Mullins.
Wow.
My daughter can't speak
Okay. Okay, understood. All right, so I know you just got transferred regarding the home care services, so I'm an intake coordinator, which means I'll be assisting you guys to get onboarded, okay?
All right, okay.
So I just wanted to quickly tell you what the process is. Basically, there are two steps that need to happen, all right? Step number one is for the caregiver. Would that be you? Are you the caregiver?
The one that
gets paid.
No, I don't get paid. The client.
Oh, okay. So
I'm like the advocate.
Oh, I understand.
I'm gonna
do
the get paid.
Oh, okay.
But I get paid. Yeah, I don't know.
This call will be recorded.
When my ear touched the phone, it always say that. So it's not actually important.
Oh, okay.
This call is no longer being recorded.
Yeah. So no, the clients get paid. Like the client that's helping my daughter.
Yes, yes. Okay. So I usually refer to them as caregivers. Yeah,
I
understand what you're talking about. Okay, anyway, so I would send them their requirements so that they can become an employee with us and we can pay them.
They all just went through, the check-in. You know, they just, like, agency.
Oh, the TV, uh-huh.
Right, all that. They just
did
that.
Good.
Okay. They just started Monday.
Got it. Okay. So with our agency, that'll be very quick then. If everything's already taken care of, then it's just a matter of sending them over to us.
Okay.
So
okay.
Yeah, every agency has pretty similar requirements, but obviously application needs to be filled out separately. So I'll send everything over. And then the second thing is for the insurance to send an authorization. Okay.
Yeah. I got you. Like, I would go through the service coordinator with that.
Uh-huh. That's right. Yes, so we would both need to speak with the service coordinator. So I'm going to send her an email with all of the agency's information, and then you would just need to confirm that you were actually interested in switching. So
yeah, I'm getting ready to go upstairs, so I'll be able to give you Nicole. She's the service coordinator.
Nicole, is that the one you've been in touch with? Nicole Smaller?
Yeah, you heard of her?
Yeah, I just pulled her out. Okay, yeah, I have her number and email right here, so I'll send an email out today.
Now, with anything like that, I need to tell like the workers.
It depends on what I would say. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I'm going to say you go ahead.
Okay. It depends on what questions they have. Are you referring to, the general policies of the company or the hiring requirements?
What's the hiring requirement?
Okay, so
I already got the 7 to 3, 5 days
mm-hmm.
a week. I got the 3 to 11, five
mm-hmm.
days a week, and I got the 11 to 7, 5 days a week. And been with my daughter over,
mm-hmm.
I think, like, coming up on 5 months.
Okay.
Like, yeah, they take her out and all that.
Uh-huh.
Only
okay.
problem I do really have it now is that agitation, like when the sun go down.
Mm-hmm.
And then she still thinks she's married and all that. She ain't married. you know, she's not in the future yet.
Yeah. Okay. So the schedule will stay the same as it was. You guys can choose the schedule, whatever works for you, based off the amount of hours that she's approved for. They get paid every week on Friday. Fridays, that's right. And the week starts on Monday and it ends on Sunday. I think that's with most agencies. And then we do offer some benefits for full-time employees, so that would include holiday pay, health insurance. Gotta pull this up. I believe that's it. And regarding the requirements, the caregivers need to fill out a form for their taxes, an application form, and then they need to send us IDs. And a TB test that was done. It could be any TB test done within the year. So I'm assuming they have that done already. And then proof of residency, so anything that proves that they were in Pennsylvania for 2 years or more.
Yeah, they obviously we never heard of that one. That was the one, I think, this recent one. I think they can come up with it. Like even schools, right? If you went to, okay. I got you. Everything sounds really good. But
okay,
the pay is real. Is the pay going to match it? Because the young lady I was just talking about, they get $16.50. What's y'all?
$16.50. So do you know how many hours each caregiver is working? Because
eight hours
daily.
Yeah, and then you also, my granddaughter is my home care worker. That's something separate. But I would want to come on. Have her come on, too.
Okay, that's fine.
You know, this is like her service coordinator hasn't started yet because, you know, I've been here. I get out the weekend.
Uh-huh.
So that's part of the state, right? I've been up in rehab. Okay. I'm just asking. So, yeah, I would have to call or she can get that started.
Yeah, so the service coordinator, she'd be the one making the final go-ahead with this transfer.
Well, I haven't even started with the new one for me yet.
Oh, I see.
Right, but I got, you know, she came to see me and everything.
Yeah, no, whenever she's ready, once she fills out her stuff, we can pay her. That's pretty much how it works.
Okay, got you.
Okay. $16.50, do you know if they were getting?
Go ahead.
Yeah, do you know if they were getting overtime?
Yeah.
They were. Okay. $16.50 plus overtime. Let me see.
It wasn't that long, though.
Right.
Like, say somebody called out.
Mm-hmm.
Because my daughter had seizure, they would fill it in.
Okay.
And it would normally be my grandson, but he's going back to work. But he's on the, what you call it, payroll with the last one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I think he still should, you know, you never know. Somebody might call out, and he's in the house already.
Right. Yeah, that's fine. So he's basically a backup caregiver.
He really don't want to be because he started back with his carpentry work, and you know that's way more.
Yeah.
But if it need be, he would do it.
Okay. All right. So if he wants to fill out the requirements with us, he can do that as well.
Okay.
So
you send everything to me? How'd it go?
So I'm going to send everything to the caregivers. Did you
when I get upstairs, right?
Yeah.
When I get upstairs, I got the names.
Okay, perfect.
I got the names and the numbers upstairs.
All right.
I'm sorry.
So that's all right. I'm going to send you my name and number. I'm going to text you just my information so that you can text me with their names and numbers.
Okay.
And we can reach out to them and send them the requirements. If you'd like, I can send them to you as well. If you want to help them out, up to you.
You know, they normally good, but you can send it to me too so I can see because, like I said, I don't know why we've been having, that's why we had to get the camera. Y'all might say the duties they need to do, and they want to sit there and be on the phone.
Right, yeah.
And I said, come on. That's because my daughter's so active, like. You know, only thing her mind is not quite there because Temple had her in the hospital strapped down for over a year.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
And cirrhosis of the liver, you know. She was drinking that vodka. So she really screws herself up mentally.
Right.
But she don't call me. She be looking at me like, you ain't my mom. You ain't my mom. Where's your teeth at? Or something that she be saying, but I know not to take it personal. Like, sometimes she thinks her son is her husband. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, and when we go to, like, doctor's appointment, normally it ain't just the you know, the client. It'd be, like, my granddaughter or somebody going with her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
So
Yeah. Someone needs to be with her at
You know,
time.
Sometimes. Yeah. No. Like, with the 723 and the 311, no. They normally wouldn't need me to go or nobody. You know, take her to the laundromat, you know.
Yeah.
But then sometimes she, you know, you got to get her out. You got to get her out, like, back home because she gets to cutting up. Like, she'll be stuck on something and she get real agitated.
Right. Oh, I
so,
see.
You can send me everything.
Okay.
But,
all right.
Yeah, I'm adamant about them not coming there. Whoever you get for that shift, they know they can't just be sitting there.
Oh, yeah, no. So you need one shift covered?
two. What I said, Wednesday to Sunday, 3 to 11, and 11 to 7 on weekends.
And 11 a.m. or 11 p.m.?
11 p.m. to 7 in the morning.
Overnight shifts. On weekends. Okay, Saturday,
right.
Sunday?
Right.
Okay. Sunday, and then Wednesday through Sunday at 3 p.m. to 1 p.m.?
Right, right.
Okay.
From what I say, 3 to 11.
3 to 11, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah,
3 to 11.
Yeah, from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Got it. Okay. And do you care if it's a male or a female?
Oh, it definitely got to be a female because, you know, he got a baby.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He got to take a shower. Unless, wait a minute, that shift on, what is it? That shift on 11 a.m. to 7, that probably would be different because they don't want to give her no shower.
So 11 a.m. to 7, I have 11 p.m. to 7 a.m.
Right. But I'm not sure how that would work because she'd be spraying, like they try to take her to to see the psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we first took her, she was really out of it, but she was better than yesterday. She thought the therapist was her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And she was all over the place, so he said give it a couple of months. You couldn't really get her to sit down and have a conversation, but she swore that was her husband.
Oh, I see.
Like, we took her to a furniture store. She swore that guy was her husband. I said, because she's horny. It's been over a year. It's been over a year. So, you know.
Yeah.
But that male, I don't see why. I would have to ask my grandson because he's there.
Mm-hmm.
But I would let you know as soon as I get upstairs.
Okay, no problem.
That shouldn't be a problem, really, a male 11 to 7.
Yeah. Okay.
Huh? Okay. So, what is your name?
My name is Dina. Yeah, it's Dina.
Oh,
I texted that so you can know the spelling of it. One more thing I wanted to ask. Is there any smoking or pets in the home?
Yeah. No, there's no smoking, but there's the cat. They're friendly. I'm telling you.
Friendly pets. What kind of pets?
Cat and dog.
Cat and a dog. Very nice.
They got
poodle.
They got a poodle. Then they got this big cat.
Oh, those are friendly.
They're friendly, mm-hmm. Believe me. Because most of the time, the cat is in the bedroom with my granddaughter on some damn bed, which, that's their stuff. And then the dogs, they friendly.
Right. Okay, great. All right, so I have everything written down here. We're going to keep you posted on the caregivers, and in the meantime, whoever you have can start filling out the requirements.
Okay.
How long
the process is this? Because I know I'm going to call the service coordinator. Because they just started working for this agency as of Monday.
Right. Okay, so I would give it...
But how about how you get all that information? Will you be able to get the TV shots and all that?
We have an HR department that's going to reach out to the caregivers and help them out, you know, go through the steps in detail with them. So,
okay.
Yeah, so we're going to get them through.
And it depends on, because I know my granddaughter, talking about, she ain't feel like starting all over again. It's going to take so long.
Yeah.
What you would say, about a week or two? I say no, because the agency that we with, they trying to find somebody for the 3 to 11, and she's not even sure because she feel it by Friday.
Oh, I see.
And but I know y'all need to get with the service coordinator with the insurance.
Right. So I'll tell you what, regarding finding a caregiver, I'm not worried about that. Because we have plenty of aides in the Philadelphia area. So that should take pretty quick. Sure, go ahead.
I know. Yeah, he's coming behind me like that. Don't do that. What you should have said if you want the machine. I didn't hear you. Man, go ahead with your disrespect shit. Yeah, let me get off the phone before something happens, okay?
Okay. All right, so I'll be in touch with you. I would give it a week.